Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, thank you, Lord. I just love that song so much. I think if you want to measure up where you are in your intimacy with the Lord, just play that song a few times and see if you can do it with your heart so engaged. Amen. There's so much there. I love the part where it says, I love your voice. Amen. Do you love his voice?
Yes.
Amen. Because his word is his voice. It started with his voice. Amen. It was breathed. Praise God. It was spoken. Hallelujah. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. Amen. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. I think there's a lot of people who can testify of that this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're so thankful to be with you on a Sunday morning. Praise the Lord. We've enjoyed our Friday nights together. How many of you have been coming to some of the Friday night healing meetings? Praise God. Look around. Keep your hand up. Rest of the church, look. Other people are coming. Other people are coming. These meetings are for you. Amen. And our next one will be April the 5th. Friday evening, April the 5th, we will be back specifically for healing. We're just so grateful to Pastor Daryl and Lisa for the opportunity. God's just basically just melded us together this last year and has put some of these things together, put our ministries together so that we could be a supply one to another. Praise the Lord. And so Pastor Daryl, we were at Brother Hankins' meeting a little over a week ago, and I was talking with Pastor Daryl before a service one evening, and he said, I just said to my congregation, don't sit out there sick. Don't sit out there and stay sick. Amen. And so our specialty, if you will, you've got different people who specialize. My brother's an attorney, so he's got specialties. You know, he doesn't do all kind of law, but he's pretty general, but he's got some specialties, you know. You've got doctors who are general practitioners, and you've got doctors who are specialists, you know. And so you've got pastors who have to be a general practitioner. Amen. And then your pastor has some specialties himself. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so as a result, you're just hungry. You're so ready for the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Because of what he has put into you about who you are in Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor Justin's got some specialties. Pastor Megan, you're on your game today. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're blessed to be here. So they brought us in to be specialists in this area of healing. Praise the Lord. We minister not only on the subject of healing, but we minister with a tangible anointing to minister to the sick. Praise the Lord. So that when we lay hands on people, it's one of the primary ways that God uses us. So if you haven't come to the Friday evening meetings where we can really take time, you'll notice most of you that have been here, we've been able to take some time with people, work with them a little bit for their healing. But the biggest thing, as Pastor said, is don't sit out there and stay sick.
Amen.
Amen. And as Pastor Megan already said, you got to put some feet on this thing. You got to put some legs to it. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a passage in Scripture most of you are probably familiar in 2 Kings, where the Israel was under siege. And they had famine in the land. There was nothing happening inside the, you know, they're under siege. So they had no food, no drink. They were eating, they'd eaten all their cattle, basically. They basically were eating dove's dung. How many of you remember, right? And the prophet came to them and said, About this time tomorrow, you can buy some wheat, you can buy some flour for this amount of money. And they said, that's impossible because there isn't any available. How is it going to be sold so cheaply when there isn't any, period? And you're saying, tomorrow. And we find in this passage of Scripture that about that time, there were four lepers outside the gate. How many of you remember? And those four lepers were sitting outside the gate going, "Why sit we here till we die? Why are we sitting here till we die? Why are we sitting here?" You should probably ask yourself the question, why am I sitting here? Amen. Why am I sitting here? Why am I doing without anything? Why is there anything I'm doing without? When I know what the Word says, I know what belongs to me, why have I not yet experienced it to the degree I believe I should be? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Because this is not a hypothetical gospel. Right. This is not a symbolic gospel. It's not a symbolic gospel. In other words, Jesus didn't symbolically take your sin. The Bible says he became sin. He was unrecognizable on that cross, not only from the physical beating that he took, but because a man without sin suddenly had the sin of the whole world on him. He didn't look human anymore, because he took all of our sin on himself. He was actually separated from God his Father for the first time in his existence. It wasn't a symbol. He actually became sin and went to hell for us. Amen. He did it. Glory to God. And so what he accomplished then after in the resurrection also wasn't symbolic. That resurrection, glory to God. Go to Colossians, the first chapter. Colossians, the first chapter. And if you can pull this up in the Passion Translation. I wasn't going to go there this morning. I was going to save this for the next Friday we come together, but I'll drop it off now. How's that? Amen. Colossians, the first chapter, and the first verse out of the Passion. It says, "Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too." Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above. Yearn for all that is above. For that's where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. Excuse me. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm, and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. Your crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life. Did you get that? Your crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life. Your crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life. And now your true life is hidden away in God, in Christ. And as Christ himself is seen for who he really is, who you really are will also be revealed, for you are now one with him in his glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pardon me. So why are we sitting here? Why are we waiting, 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 waiting? I know what God said. I know what the Word says. Woo, I know what God says. Praise the Lord, I know His word. I know it. I know it's available. I know I can have it. Some of you, I know this is very new to. Some of you are just coming into the things of God where you're like, wait a minute, I don't have to be this way. Amen. How many of you are so glad when you found out, it's like, wait a minute, I don't have to live life like I've always lived it. Amen. That there is something more available. Praise God. And so that's a good start to know that something's available. Then there are those of you who have been around this message for quite some time, and you know what's available to you, but you still haven't yet experienced it. Why sit we here till we die? So what are we going to do about it? So those guys said, why are we going to sit here? If we go into the camp, there's nothing for us there. They don't have any food. We're going to die there. We're going to die if we stay here. Why don't we at least offer ourselves to the mercy of the opposing army here? And maybe they'll have mercy on us and give us something to eat at least. Right? So they did something. They didn't just confer among themselves, yeah, that's a great idea. after all, yeah, you're right. If we go in the camp, that's not going to work. There's no food here. But die. Maybe not die. Maybe not die sounds pretty good. When do you want to do this? When should we start? When would be a good time to start not dying? Right? Let me give you a few helpful places for you to locate you. Because we are... Kevin and I, you'll hear us say it all the time, we're on a quest for being better at being spirits. Yes. Because the more aware we are of who we are in Him, right? Yeah. Our crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life. We're not limited to this life anymore. But then what are we going to do about the other life? It's going to have to be something we do to cooperate with the other life. Just because you become born again, yes, heaven is assured, but the life here on the earth still must be lived. Right. Amen. I said it still must be lived and accessed by the Spirit. Amen. In order to access the things of that heavenly reality we talked about, there has to be some access point even while you're here. Amen. Just because you're born again doesn't mean things just automatically happen to you, or the whole body of Christ would already be exalted to such a position that the world would be going, why am I not a Christian? If it were that easy, right? Well, it is easy to a point. But there is some effort involved. There is some doing of God's word. Amen? Because life must be lived. Life doesn't just happen to you. You've got to live it. Amen. And so because we are spirit beings and we live in a body and we have a soul, amen, there are different parts of you that may be in charge at any specific time. Right? How many of you know that your body can be in charge? Right? Your emotions can be in charge, or your spirit can be in charge. Isn't that right? The goal would be what? That your spirit have the dominant charge, right? That your spirit have control over your flesh and over your emotions. Amen. But sometimes people can't really tell the difference. And so let me give you a little checklist for you, if I can. Feeling is the voice of the body. Feeling is the voice of the body. So symptoms, right? Aches and pains and those kinds of things that seem real. That seem absolutely real. Feelings are the voice of the body. Your body's telling you something, right? Now, you don't have to ignore those things, but you do have to locate them to find out where these things are coming from, right? And then what to do with them. Are you following so far? Feeling is the voice of the body. Reason is the voice of the soul. Reason is the voice of the soul. Many times, while you're faced with a symptom or something, now your soul takes over and says, what are we going to do about this? And your soul says, now, well, okay, what's the symptom again? Let me Google that. I can help you. My soul can help me. My soul will tell me all kinds of information and reason and tell me how long it's going to take, what I should take in the middle of it, what I should do, what I shouldn't do. And of course, that's wisdom. And you know, you have to use wisdom. Right. And so human reasoning will sound really, really good. And sometimes it's a helpful thing to weigh. It's a helpful option to weigh out. Amen. All human reasoning is not wrong, but it's still coming from your soul. Because you're made to weigh out things. You're made to find obstacles. You're made to find the way out of something. All right? So your first instinct is your brain's going to kick in and reason its way right on through. But if you stick to reasoning, you're still going to come up short. If you stick to just feeling, you're going to come up short as far as the things of God go, right? So feeling is the voice of the body. Reason is the voice of the soul. Conscience is the voice of the human spirit, your gut. Your gut is the voice of your human spirit. Now, when you're born again, in your gut is also where the Holy Spirit resides. Amen? So that gut is different than reasoning and different than feeling. Your conscience is that thing that's just back there that always knows the right thing to do. Right? Because God put that in us. There's a good thing, but then there's a right thing. So if feeling is the voice of the body, let me tell you this. Emotions are more powerful than reason. You can argue with just about anybody on social media that emotions are more powerful than reason. People can argue all day long about what they feel. But I feel this about it. But I feel so strongly. Yeah, but this doesn't make sense. I know, but I feel so strongly about that. I don't care what you say. I don't care what the Bible says. I don't care what that says. I don't care. I feel this is right. So you got to locate yourself. Why am I sitting here? Is it because your emotions are so connected to something that you're like, well, I'm right? This is the way it is. You're not open anymore to something else. Emotions are more powerful than reason. Action is more powerful than emotion. Action is more powerful than emotion. So here's one thing. You cannot feel your way into acting differently, but you can act your way into feeling differently. You can't feel your way into acting differently, but you can act your way into feeling differently. So those four lepers, when do you think we ought to get up? When should we get started? How's Tuesday look for you? Well, I'm not doing anything Tuesday. How about you? I mean, you know. Now, they don't know that the prophet said yesterday, about this time tomorrow, all this, you know, this food's going to be available for a good price. They don't know everything that's been said inside. But something on the inside of them, their conscience, that gut, says, you know, we ought to get up. Why are we sitting here? There could be something else we could do. Let's get up. And let's just go get some mercy from the enemy. So they're on their way to the enemy's camp. And when they got there, nobody was there. Nobody was there. They had fled in terror. Four lepers. Not intimidating by any stretch. I mean, they had no weapons, no nothing. But the Lord had made something happen and made the sound of those four guys shuffling their way to the camp sound like chariots and horses and made the enemy absolutely run. The action. Their action. They got up and did something. Amen. So they plundered, you know, and then they, in actuality then, all of that food that was available then sold the very next day, just like the prophet said it would. Amen. Why are we sitting here? You might think sometimes that with all the word that you've heard, you might sometimes still, your feelings are telling you one thing. And you're trying to feel your way into acting differently. And trying to just make yourself, you know, with some sort of willpower. Well, I'm just going to feel my way into victory. You're not going to feel your way into victory. You're going to have to act your way into victory. I said you're going to have to act your way into victory. There, at some point, you got to get up. And you got to do something. Amen. You can't just sit back and go, I know that, I know that, I hear that, I get that, I believe that, I believe that, I say that, I amen, I know that. Amen. At some point, there's a get up off of your seat. Amen. At some point, there's a move, there's a do, there's an answer. There's a don't wait anymore, don't reason anymore, don't anymore go, well, rest is good. I know I should be getting rest. I know that sounds wonderful. But listen to the voice of your spirit. Because at some point it might say, rest is done. Get up. Get up. How many of you know a little bit about Brother Kenneth E. Hagin's testimony? Kenneth E. Hagin, you know, we went to his Bible school, but he was 16 years old on the bed of sickness, had a deformed heart, an incurable blood disease, and was paralyzed at 16 years old when he found the truth of Scripture. And when he found the truth of Scripture, and he said, you know, long story short, he finally said, I believe I receive my healing. He said, I believe I receive healing for this deformed heart. I believe I receive healing for this incurable blood disease. I believe I receive healing for this paralysis. And he said, the Holy Spirit on the inside of him said, now you believe you're well. Now you believe you're well. When you believe, when you really believe something, not just when you know it, but when you believe it, there's a difference there, right? Because to believe something means to accept as truth. To accept as truth, right? It doesn't just mean to know a fact. You don't have to have any personal connection to knowledge. But to believe, you have to accept something. You have to choose to make it yours, right? So when the Holy Spirit said, now you believe you're well, when you believe something, when God sees your heart, he recognized, he says, now you believe you're well. When you believe, heaven counts that as done. I said, heaven counts that as done. When you believe it. When we think of believing, we think of believing as the beginning point. Oh, now I'm on my way to somewhere. Now I'm believing. Now my next step is this. But when you believe, heaven says it's done. You can see it all throughout Scripture. When the first people who believed God before they had Bibles, right? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness when he believed it. That wasn't the first step. He had it. Amen. And so we got to get to that point. Amen, or get back to that point. So the Lord said to Brother Hagin, now you believe you're well. And then the next thing he said was, well, people ought to be up at 10:30 in the morning. Yeah. Brother Hagin would always say, ordinarily, that would be the case. Well, he's still paralyzed. He's laying in the bed. He feels and still feels paralyzed. And the Holy Spirit just said, now you believe you're well. Well, people ought to be up. And a lot of us here in church would go, yeah, that's right. Well, people ought to be up. When's that going to happen? When am I going to feel well enough to get up? When am I going to feel well enough to do this? But I got to feel well enough to get up because I'm paralyzed. How am I going to get up? Why sit we here till we die? Yeah.
Come on.
At some point.
Amen.
At some point.
Right.
And Brother Hagin, at 16 years old, without any teaching from anybody else, he said he had a, you know, four-poster bed. He said he scooted. He scooted. He got himself sitting up. And he said, I threw my legs over the side, and they fell like two chunks of wood onto the floor of my feet. Boom, boom. Didn't feel anything in my legs. He said, now I'm sitting up. He said, I pulled myself over to the post of that bed, and I got myself over to it, and I propped it up underneath my stomach like this. And he said, now I'm just there on top of that thing. At 16 years old, had the tenacity, the faith, in the one who just said, now you believe you're well, to act his way into feeling differently.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm well, then I ought to be up. He pulled himself up, and there he is. He's now standing with the support of that bedpost. Still can't feel his legs. Still feeling as bad as he did. But he said, suddenly, something struck him on the top of the head like honey. And it came down all over him. And by the time it got to his feet, he was standing up on his own. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Now, there's not too many people in this congregation in that stage, in that state. But at what point, what are you willing to go, now I believe I'm well. Get up. Get up and do something. Praise the Lord. Amen. So get up and do something. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go with me to John's Gospel, the 5th chapter. John chapter 5. Another familiar portion of Scripture. This is the man at the pool of Bethesda. I often go here. Jesus comes to this man at the pool of Bethesda. Tradition says that there were 5 porches full of people, that an angel would come and stir up the water, and whoever got in first after the moving of the water would be made whole of whatever disease he had, right? So there's 5 porches full of people. Only the first one in gets healed. And there's all these people there. You would think that you'd want to be as close to the water as you could get. Yeah. Right? But there's 5 porches full, so there's obviously people not even close to the water. But they're there. Maybe they were close to the water at one time. Maybe over time they got a little discouraged, got a little disenchanted, whatever. They tried. I think I'll sit in the shade now. It's too much work. I can't get there. At least I'm here. And that's a lot of church people. I know people are getting healed. I'm happy for them. It's great. It's just usually not me. And so Jesus comes. Now, nobody at this place even knew Jesus. All they knew was water. Yeah. Right? Because everywhere Jesus went, right, everybody recognized him and followed him. So he's in this place now, and nobody knows who he is because nobody's getting excited that he's there. He's just walking around. So nobody knows who he is. He sees this man, and we're going to pick it up here. Verse 5, now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. 38 years. At what point do you think it's permanent? Why are you sitting there? Why are we sitting there? When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" Do you want to be made well? Interesting question. Everybody there is sick. You'd think the automatic answer is yes, right? But listen to his answer. The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I'm coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." So the sick man answered him to the answer of, answered the question, "Do you want to be made well?" He answered the question with another explanation. He didn't really answer the question at all. He said, "Here's why I'm not well. I can't get in the water. I can't get in the water." Now here's where, we want to help you this morning. Amen. We want to help you not sit here and stay sick. Because your answers are here every week. Every week. The water is stirring all the time here. Amen. You don't have to wait for a Friday night meeting. You don't have to wait for a special service. Amen. But there's always available a healing flow. Praise the Lord. Amen. But if you're centered on one thing, if you're centered on one way, or that your feelings or your reasonings are what you're convinced about, when somebody says, "Do you want to be well?" you're going to go, "Well," you listen to the servant and go, "Yeah, I know that already." Because all he knows is about the water. And he's telling Jesus, "I know you said, do you want to be well? But I can't get in the water. And the water's where I need to get well. And I can't get in the water. I can't make any connection to the water." And Jesus isn't even talking about water. He's talking about another way, something else to stir you up, something else. It's like the four lepers sitting outside going, "Why sit we here till we die?" Pardon me. When the children of Israel were under siege, and there's all, you know, no food on the inside, and the prophet says, "Tomorrow you're going to be able to buy food." And everybody's like, "There's no way tomorrow we can buy food. We don't have the resources. We don't have the capabilities." And your reasoning is telling you, "Nothing is at my disposal. I don't have anything that can get me where I need to go." And when the word of the Lord comes that is outside of your possibility list, you can turn off the answer. Simply thinking, "But I didn't think of that." But that's outside where I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking I'm standing. I was thinking I'm confessing. I was thinking I've said all my scriptures. Tell me more. Tell me I'm doing right. He said, "I don't have anybody to get me in the water." And Jesus completely ignores the water. He said, "I just said, do you want to be well?" You might have to redefine your question again. Do you want to be well, or do you want to prove that your way is right? "Jesus, if you could just throw me in the water next time, then we'd both be good." Jesus said, "Rise up and walk." And the man got up. He believed something. Amen. Now, mind you, remember, he didn't even know who Jesus was. He's not going on celebrity. He's not going on track record. He just chose to believe the word of the Lord at the moment through 38 years away and took God at his word today. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. What do you need today?
I don't want to go in the water.
Yeah.
I want now.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I know we've ministered to you before, but what is it? What is it today? Yeah.
And I'm tired of thinking what it's going to be like in a few weeks when they're going to operate.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And the money.
Yeah. All of that. All of that.
I want Jesus now.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
I do.
Yes, I know.
I know I'm healed. I know I am. There's Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus, help me.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. 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 Kevin, put your hand on him right here. In the name of Jesus. It changes today.
Yes.
It changes today. Ha, ha, ha. Yes. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. What's happening now? What's happening now?
I'm just shaking. Yeah. That's what's happening. I'm shaking.
Yeah.
The healing's got to be.
Yeah.
Jesus is here. I know he's here.
Yep, yep, yep.
I want to. I'm receiving healing now.
Yeah.
Whether I feel it or not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or whether I.
Yeah, come on, let's walk. Come on. Come on. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is what we're talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. Taking steps, acting. You can act your way into feeling different. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, come on, let's walk. Praise the Lord. Come on, keep walking. Keep moving. Keep moving. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't stop. Don't stop. Hallelujah. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You stood up for a reason.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a flow. I said, there's a flow. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Our resurrection is your resurrection. Ha, 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 ha. Our resurrection is your resurrection. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. The life of God. Woo! Life, 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 life. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Yeah, yeah.
Now.
Now. Now.
Now.
Now. Now. Yeah. No more pain.
I don't want it.
No more pain. No more pain. No. No more pain. Ha ha ha. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Ha 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 ha. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Bless you, brother. Praise God. Praise God. Better and better. Better and better. Better and better. Amen. Better and better. Thank you, sir. Praise God. Better and better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love that you stood up. I love that you acted. Praise God. Praise God. That's what it takes. I said, that's what it takes. That's what it takes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's not offended by it. God's not intimidated by it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Bartimaeus stood up and said, have mercy on me. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When we're sitting here in church, and he's got something to offer us, praise the Lord. We can't just sit here and go, well, you know, I want it my way. Or I've heard that, I've done that. I've ticked all the boxes, right? Amen. We've spoken to so many people. And very often and Pastor has as well, where you talk to somebody and they go, yeah, I know that, yeah, I know that, yeah, I know that, yeah, I know that, yeah, I know that. And if you know it, you ought to get excited about it. Yeah. Instead of just ticking the boxes, you know. Did that, did that, did that, did that, did that. And you're going, that didn't work, that didn't work, that didn't work, that didn't work. Because you know something without believing it. You haven't accepted it as truth. Amen. I'm not trying to accuse you. I'm trying to help you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But why are we sitting here? At some point, you got to get up. Amen. You got up. It's working in you, my brother. Amen. It is working in you. Amen. That pain is going in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is not meant to condemn anyone. Amen. This is meant to stir you. This is meant to stir you. Praise the Lord. What is it when you hear the word coming to you every Sunday? What is it that you need and that you have maybe let a dull ear say, you know, I'm looking for something different? You might say, you know, I'm looking for, instead of, what if you hear the same thing over and over again? Maybe it's because the Lord hasn't changed his mind. Right? He's not going to keep giving you a million options, you know, until one suits you. He has lots of ways of getting things to you. Amen. It's true that there are lots of ways to get things to you, but it's not, you know, pick the one you like this week. It's take what God is delivering as your answer. Not as your option. It's the pastor's not reading you a menu of possibilities. And what sounds good to you today? Would you like to hear the specials? Because you're special. And, you know, today we're serving something we never serve. So, you know, no, it's not a menu. Yeah. It's your answer. Amen. Amen. It's your answer. Right. And it's given by God. Amen. As your answer, because he knows you're here. And if you'll hear with that in mind, it's like you're coming and going, pastor's got to have my word today. Pastor's got my answer today. And if it comes across as something you already know and you're thinking, yeah, done that, put the brakes on. Yeah. Go, wait a second. Yeah. No, 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 no. I need this. Yeah. I need this. This is going to get me out. Yes. And where can I hook up with this and get out of my boat? Where can I hook up with this and get off my hiney? Where can I hook up with this, amen, and do something about where I am instead of, yeah, I already know that. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hesitation is a killer to yielding to the Holy Ghost and yielding to that voice of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Hesitation also goes with reasoning. True. Reasoning will cause hesitation. That's why I love this man standing today. Because when it comes to healing and when it comes to like our Friday night meetings, for example, they're not intended to be teaching meetings where we sit and listen for a while and then things happen. We're intending for it to be an encounter with God, a night of healing, amen, where things are just happening. Praise the Lord, amen. And so when the Holy Spirit's moving and when he's leading, we respond to him. Amen. And reasoning is one of those things that causes you to hesitate to respond. And when you hesitate, then you second guess him and you. Yeah. Right? True. We were in a service. I think Kevin may have told you this testimony another time when we were here. But we were in some meetings years ago with Billy Brim at our home church in Alabama when we lived there. And Miss Billy was talking about having the fire. And so we're all praying, and she said, let's just pray and ask God how to have the fire. And so my husband and I were helping in the music part of that service, and so we were both on the platform at the time, and so all of a sudden I'm thinking to myself, I looked at Kevin and I said, "Did the Holy Ghost just tell you to do something?" And he looked at me and kind of like, And on the inside of him, the Holy Ghost had told him, "Get up, take your trumpet, and say, I'm the match, and the fire's going to come out of my horn." And so I turned to him and I said, "Did the Holy Ghost just tell you to do something?" And he looked at me and was like, maybe. Because when you hear something like that, get up right now in front of all these people and say, "I'm the match. And the fire's going to come out of my horn." You want to go, "No. I don't really want to do that. It's a really good meeting. There are actually a whole bunch of ministers there too." And, you know, as ministers ourselves, we're like, this could make or break our ministry. Either he is the match or he's not, you know. And now you're putting yourself on the edge of something that feels extremely uncomfortable. This is not something you do every day, right? This is a statement. I'm about to make a statement. I don't know if I want to make that statement because now I'm putting myself on the line. And that is so uncomfortable. Even when you're by yourself. Come on, even when you're by yourself in your bed. When the Holy Ghost says, "Get up," then you'd be like, "Yeah, but what if it doesn't happen? What if it doesn't happen? What if I?" And you're like arguing with you. Like, what if I get up and nothing happens? Who's going to feel bad? Oh. Who's going to look bad? Who cares? I'll wait till I feel a little different, and then I'll get up. You can't feel your way into acting differently. But this is now in front of, you know, a couple thousand people. And so Billy's praying. She's like, "We just got to pray. We got to pray." A couple of minutes later, I get this again. I'm like, "I think, you know," Kevin's still having this conversation with the Lord. And I said, "Did the Holy Ghost tell you something?" And he goes, "Yeah." I'm like, "You better obey God." We've done this for each other, believe me. And so he got up. He took his trumpet. He went up to the pulpit and he said, "The Lord just told me to tell you, I'm the match and the fire's going to come out of my horn." He put the mic down. He played two notes. And all of the men in the building took off like lightning. Wow. I mean, usually, you know, it's not usually the men that do this, the beginning of it, right? Come on. All the men ran or danced or shouted. And, I mean, we had the fire in that place. Miss Billy told Kevin later, she said, "You could have declared anything at that moment and it would have happened. It was a spirit of faith on you." But he still had to do it. He still had to do it to get up and do it. Hesitation. Many years ago when we first began to move in manifestations of the Holy Ghost, tongues and interpretation, things like that, we were instructed and we were encouraged by another ministry couple that were used many times. They just said, "Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. When the tongue is given, don't hesitate. Jump and just begin to interpret. Just do it." Because reasoning all of a sudden takes you out of that place. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. When I was a kid, I was always the second chance girl. I was not the first girl to do something. I was the second girl to do something. How many of you ever remember playing jump rope? Remember jump rope when you were? Recess was jump rope. And, you know, there'd be a couple girls doing the thing, you know. And then sometimes they'd have the two ropes, you know. And there'd always be a little line of girls. And they're, you know, doing this number. You know what I'm talking about? You're waiting for your opportunity to get in, right? And I'd be at that, when it's my turn to get in there, I'd be like, okay, next time. Next time. Next, nope, next one. Hesitation. And then some little girl would get in behind me and she'd start, been there, you know? Hesitation. But boy, when we respond to him, when we respond, immediately respond to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, because he knows where you are. He said to Brother Hagin, now you believe you're well, so do something. Amen? Now you believe you're well, so do something. Those promptings, those are the promptings we're talking about. Listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, even if you're home by yourself. Now's the time to get up. Now's the time to put that away. Get up, take a shower, do something. Get up, do something you couldn't do before. Do it now, do it now. And you're like, well, yeah, I just can't, I don't feel it. Yeah, do it now. Do it now. Amen. Listen to him and respond to him in the services responding to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. What's he telling you to do now? What's he telling you to do now? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Another dose for this fella. Amen. Getting better all the time. Hallelujah. Getting better all the time. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We minister God's healing, power, and mercy in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. We rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice. Yeah, we do. We rejoice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So don't hesitate. Amen. Don't hesitate. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. What's he telling you to do today? What's he telling you to do today? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's moving in this place right now. Amen. Said he's moving in this house right now. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When Peter got out of the boat that day to walk on the water to go to Jesus, Jesus said, why did you doubt? Remember? That word doubt there in that place means to stand in two places. To stand in two places. You got to be able to stand in one place. Amen. Reasoning will put you in two places. But if you'll choose the one place, amen, you'll choose him and choose what he's doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's moving right now. Right now today, the water's moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What's up with you? Your knees. What's been going on with your knees?
I hit this one. Mm-hmm. And then I believe it's like circulation or something, but
yeah,
just want to get it over with.
Yeah.
And it's been hurting.
What's he telling you to do? Is he telling you to do anything? If not,
maybe.
That's okay. Maybe. Maybe. Okay. All right. There's a maybe in there.
Yes, maybe.
All right. All right. All right. Well, you decide if that maybe is a real thing. Praise okay. the Lord and do that. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. Amen. Take my hands. In the name of Jesus, we minister God's healing power right now to these knees. Be whole in Jesus' name. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, let's move them around now. Praise God. Praise God. Do something you couldn't do before. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How you doing?
Fine.
Good. All right. Yeah. Put those heels on. Come on. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory. What's going on with you?
Told me, I was watching one of your meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I was in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And I felt the power there.
Uh-huh.
And he said, today, it's going to be gone. No more ringing in my ears and my eyes. I got a report about my eyes. He told me, today is my day.
He told you today's your day.
Today is
then
my day.
Then today's your day.
Yes. Yes,
hallelujah.
And I'm standing on
yeah.
that word because
yeah.
he told me, and I felt his power before, and I already feel it in this
yeah,
room today.
Amen. Praise God in Jesus' name, according to your faith, right now, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, that's right. Just receive what he told you. Just receiving what he told you. Glory to God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Just start praising him right now. Just start praising him. Start praising him for it. Thanking him for it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, brother. What's going on with this one?
Inflammation, mucus.
Yeah.
Spoken to and yeah. stand in agreement with me.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, we minister God's healing power right now. Yeah. Out in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on. He's moving in this place. He's moving in this place today. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, sis. You got your heels on. Don't hesitate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Doing good? All right. Sorry. I'm coordinated. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
So, I believe I've already received.
Yeah.
But I go in for a reevaluation Tuesday. They try to label me with gestational diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And when they first went over the report, they were like, these numbers are so close. We're just going to have you do the program or
yeah.
whatever just in case.
Yeah.
But I don't want the label.
No.
Not
yeah.
for the next birth, not for
yeah.
afterwards, because I know they're happy with everything.
Yeah.
But I go in for the reevaluation.
Yeah.
So I'm believing God. I walk in there, and they're going to be like, you know what? Why do we even
yeah.
do all this?
Exactly.
You know, I want the label gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I already have it.
Amen.
So I want the label
Amen.
Gone.
Amen. All right. You all ready to shout?
Yeah.
Come on, let's shout. Thank God for it right now. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Ha 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 ha. Glory! Glory! Yes! 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 Woo! Glory to God. Ha 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 ha. Yeah! Yeah! Glory. Glory. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. I tell you what, today the answer's in the shout. Today the answer's in the shout. Yeah.
Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Ha ha ha. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you're if you're sitting there going, yeah, what good is that? So did the man who say, if windows of heaven were to be open, how could this be? I don't know how that works. I just know what he said. I just know what he said. Your answer. Glory to God. Come on. Come on. Give him another shout of praise this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Woo! Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're not going to sit out there sick. Amen. Don't sit out there sick. Glory to God. April the 5th, we'll be here on Friday evening, April the 5th. That'll be our next night of healing. Praise the Lord. Come expecting. Don't just come if you're sick. Come when you're not sick. Amen. Praise the Lord. And just continue. We're just continuing to drive a culture here. Amen. To saturate the culture here with the healing power of God available always at all times. Glory to God. And we act on it at every moment. Don't just do this number.
Yep.
You know, next time you're by yourself with that thought, when the Holy Ghost tells you to do something, you're going to see me doing this. And then you go, I'm going to act on what he says.
We hope you enjoyed this message by Word of Life Church. We just wanted to let you know there's a lot more content on our website at wolapopka.com. From our YouTube channel, to our podcast, to our SoundCloud, and many more events. We also wanted to let you know that we love giving you these messages. And it helps us too that if you would love to give to the what we're doing, it helps keep all these messages free. You can just simply go to our website and click the big Give Now button. Or you can text 407-955-5345. And remember, our pastor's vision is this: we grow Christians. So we thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.